You're listening to SBS News.
Six-time US Open tennis champion Serena Williams from the United States has been fined more than $20,000 for code violations during her final loss to Japan's Naomi Osaka. Osaka became the first Japanese player ever to win a Grand Slam singles title, beating Williams 6-2, 6-4. But after boos and heckles rained down on the podium during the trophy presentation, Osaka could not deny the circumstances surrounding the win had taken away the joy of the moment.
Well, it still doesn't really feel that real. I think right now what I'm feeling is very tired is the main thing I feel. So hopefully as that wears off, then I'll start feeling more happy.
Williams' dramatic show of anger started when chair umpire Carlos Ramos handed her a coaching violation because of hand gestures her coach, Patrick Moratolu, had made from the stands. The rules prohibit coaching during the match. Moratolu later admitted the offence, saying all coaches coach all the time during matches. But Williams says she did not even see the gestures the umpire was talking about. As the tension heightened, Williams was penalised a point for smashing her racket on the ground. Then she had a heated argument with Ramos from beneath the umpire's chair, demanding an apology over the coaching violation, which she later detailed to the media more calmly.
I'd rather lose than have to cheat to win. I don't need to cheat to win. I've won enough, and that's never been something I've ever done.
But as the argument grew, she called him a thief, and that penalty then cost her a game. She says she does not regret her actions.
I can't sit here and say I wouldn't say he's a thief because I thought he took a game from me, but I've seen other men call other umpires several things, and I'm here fighting for women's rights and for women's equality and for all kinds of stuff. And for me to say thief and for him to take a game, it made me feel like it was a sexist remark. I mean, like how he's never took a game from a man because they said thief. For me, it blows my mind.
Williams is one Grand Slam tournament title away from equaling the record of 24 set by Australian Margaret Court. Her behaviour has divided the tennis community, with many saying it overshadowed the 20-year-old Osaka's win. But Williams says that is not what she wanted.
This is her moment, and like, stop booing, because she doesn't deserve that. I don't deserve it. The people on the tennis court didn't deserve it. They were all here to see tennis, and she played an amazing match, and she deserved the credit, and she deserved to win, and at the end of the day, that's what it was.
In the aftermath, the tennis world has come down on both sides of the debate. Margaret Court says Williams needed to play by the rules, but another former women's star, Billie Jean King, took to Twitter to say the umpire's actions were indeed entirely sexist.
When a woman is emotional, she's hysterical and she's penalised for it. When a man does the same, he's outspoken and there are no repercussions. Thank you, Serena Williams, for calling out this double standard. More voices are needed to do the same.
In Australia, former Australian women's player Casey Dellacqua has told the ABC she understands Williams' frustration but does not think sexism played a part.
I think the thing that I find frustrating, and I can empathise with Serena in terms of her frustration, is the fact that there is so much inconsistency with the umpiring. So I can understand her frustration in that situation. And then add in the fact she's in a Grand Slam final, the tensions is high, you know, it was an emotional match, full stop. In this instance, I feel like there probably wasn't too much of the gender sexism that played a part.
Regardless, Osaka has proved herself to be a poised Grand Slam winner and says it was still a dream come true to play her hero in a final.
The thing is, like, I don't know what happened on the court. So for me, I'm always going to remember the Serena that I love, and it doesn't change anything for me. And she was really nice to me, like, at the net and on the podium, so I don't really see what would change.
Sunila Wosti, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.